And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve, Thursday. We hope everybody is having a fantastic day out there. A little rainy out there as of right now. Currently 68 degrees outside. And we'll get up today to a high of around 70. Getting there real quick. 72 for a high today. So we're not going to move much from where we're at right now. And joining me in studio from Caulfield's Reawakening is Denise York and also the pastor of First Baptist Church. We have Pastor Dick Smith. And guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
All right. So we're going to talk about a few things, including the movies that will be coming up on the summer lineup. But first, before we start that lineup of the movies, of course, Death Alley, still selling tickets for that, as that's coming up pretty soon, correct?
Death Alley in 2 or 3 weeks down the road now.
Yeah, I think so. It's the 4th, 5th, and 6th, or I think that's the days.
Yep. 4th, 5th, 6th.
I'm terrible with dates sometimes.
Well, time's flying for me. So, yeah, there's tickets available. You can get them online, go down to the chamber and get them, but make sure, since it's limited seating, and it will be at Phil Kinley High School auditorium, concessions will be available, along with we've got a couple artifacts from the Dalton Museum that will be there, just
awesome,
along with the path or the director that will be at answering questions. So we'll have a Q&A. So there's a few activities to go along with that movie.
Absolutely. That'll be a lot of fun. Again, that's coming up the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Be sure to get your tickets for that. Again, it'll be over at Phil Kinley High School Auditorium. And also announced your summer movie lineup. We now have the movies set for the summer movies here.
We do. It took a while, but, you know, with coordinating and everything. But first, we want to thank Community State Bank for being the sponsor of the movies. And then Liebert Brothers Electric and Isham's. They always provide the popcorn for us. So, you know, we want to make sure that you know, we give them a big thank you for that. But, okay, so starting June 25th, these are all Friday nights. So we're going to start out with Star Wars.
Yes. Love that movie.
That was my pick too. So. July 16th is Toy Story. August 20th is going to be Frozen. September 24th is A League of Their Own. And October 15th will be Superman. We will be doing activities for these, probably costumes, you know, different things going on for each movie, trying to get a theme going. So we'll be announcing those as time goes on. So mark your calendars.
Definitely excited about Star Wars. And A League of Their Own is, man, it's just one of my all-time favorites. It's
so good. I kind of wanted Field of Dreams, but I got outvoted on that one. So
they're both great baseball movies. So
they are.
And I do like I know it's not the exact history of the Women's Professional Baseball League, but it's a pretty good kind of an idea that what it looked like, you know, right, back then. Because those uniforms that they wore, that was actually what they wore. And it's like, ugh. Coming on up, some summer contests are coming up. It looks like a lot of fun things coming up.
You know, we do. Shanna Model has put together a couple different things for us for Caulfield's Reawakening. The first one that's already started is Midland Monday. And so go out on the Facebook page for Midland. These are mostly random drawings. So if you comment or anything, your name will be submitted for the drawing on Fridays. And our first week for JNL's gift certificate was Candy Smith. And then we've got this week's going on, so go out to this Facebook page. I'm not sure. I think we're commenting on which one of these movies, you know, you'll be going to. And the gift certificate for this week is from Terabus. So you have a chance to pick up some free stuff there. Trivia Thursday is another contest that Shan is starting, and it's local history on the Caulfield's Reawakening Facebook page. So go out, read that, and then there'll be a question to answer, and we'll be giving away gift certificates for that. That will start next Thursday. So a few things going on that you got a chance to win some gift certificates for downtown.
Some fun contests coming up this summer. And then, of course, it's kind of some updates of downtown, including the UP Park.
UP Park. Mike DeRosa was starting the painting, and then the weather came in, so I'm not sure if he's trying to get in there between the raindrops or not. But that started. Debbie Smith over at JNL's has got some of the landscape planted, so we're looking forward to getting the fence up and opening that up here probably in July. And Then we've got the Coffeyville Marketplace that's going on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Don't forget that. And the museum downtown, open through the week and the weekend. Sunday breakfast at Sunflower is a new thing going on downtown. And then the Jumpy Jump Land opened up. So there's
that's cool.
Yeah, with school, you know, closing, there's a lot of things to come down for. So.
And I have my kids this weekend, so I wonder if I can run them by Jumpy Jump Land. I'm pretty sure they would have a good time. All right, so that's going to be a lot of fun, the Jumpy Jump Land, and lots of other great things going on here in downtown. We're going to go ahead and switch over to Pastor Dick Smith. He's the pastor over here at First Baptist Church, right across the street here from the station. And good morning, Pastor Smith. How are you doing today?
I'm doing super.
Well, one of the first things we want to talk about, I think, pretty much anybody that drives up and down 8th Street has noticed you guys have a brand new playground and pavilion that you guys have built, and that thing went up pretty quick.
It did. And it's awesome. It started with me just mentioning it to one person, and I found out I was the last one to be on board with it, that they've been talking about it for quite some time. But yeah, we're excited about everything that is going to come about. It's open to the public. And we plan to have a couple big events there this summer, and four different movies that we're going to show on Friday nights, on different Friday nights than what they'll show downtown. And so we're just excited to kind of add to our presence downtown.
And we're glad to have you downtown.
Yeah.
It's something for the kids to do.
It is. It's great.
Yeah, well, even on the nights that it's Midland movie nights, you know, there's still kids are going to want to run over there and play on the playground.
Exactly. That's
until it's time for the movie to start. So, again, it's another added activity to downtown that will bring people back into downtown, I think.
It will.
And that was one thing when we were putting up the UP park, you know, people kept asking, you know, are you going to have playground equipment? No, we're not. It's maybe just a sitting park, you know, a place to rest and you know, maybe have farmers markets there in the corner.
Yeah.
But you came through.
Yeah, well, and like yesterday I mentioned, there was a couple groups of older folks who came down, one in a wheelchair even, and had a picnic on the tables. So it's just kind of nice to be able to do a little bit more of those kind of outdoor things right downtown here. So it's pretty amazing.
And it's easy to get to. And like I said, that thing sprung up so quick.
It did.
I mean, because we saw them starting to do something over there. We're like, what are they doing over there? Because we saw the little sign that was put up. And we're like, what is going on? You know, wasn't sure what was being built over there. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Everything was up with like, it almost seemed like it was just a week that everything was up.
It went fast once they started. Both the teams of guys that were doing the work or 30 plus years, and man, they get after it and did a great job, and the weather cooperated just enough to make it work.
It stayed dry enough for them to get it built. Now, of course, unfortunately, the rain keeps coming through, but if we can get that out of here, I know we'll get a lot of kids out there. Mm-hmm. So it's, again, it's a great addition to downtown. And is there any talk of any more additions or anything that you guys are doing over there?
Well, yeah, we're hopefully going to add some shade for the park, and then also a new sign that tells you what it is, and a shed, and a few things like that that we're going to add on top of what we already have. And and then, is it okay to talk about the grand opening?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it.
June 18th and 19th are the dates of our grand opening. So that on that 18th is a Friday, we plan to show the Overcomer movie. We have a very large screen and a nice new projector that we believe will work really well, that we can start the movie maybe at 8 o'clock up against the Liebert Electric building, which we're so thankful that they allowing us to do that. And then that Saturday afternoon on the 19th from 1 to 6, we're going to do inflatables and food and fun and other kind of festival kind of things, just to welcome the community to the park and help them see that we're going to do events like that. And towards the end of the summer, right before they go back to school, that weekend before, we'll do the same thing. And we have four dates for movies, and they'll be the first one's that Overcomer movie, and then we're doing Woodlawn, which is a true story of a football team. And then we're doing The Case for Christ, which is another true story of Lee Strobel's life. And then the last one is I Still Believe, Jeremy Camp's life story, so to speak. So
what dates are those?
The dates are, obviously, the first one is June 18th, and then July 9th, July 23rd, and August 6th. July 9th would be the Woodlawn, July 23rd, okay. The Case for Christ, and August 6th, I Still Believe.
And I still believe that's a great movie, and I love Jeremy Camp. I think he's I love just he's some hard rock there, but he does it for a reason as well.
Yeah.
So it's he's very, very talented musician.
And that movie came out just last year, so it came out during COVID, and so it's relatively recent. All the movies I think are 2018 and newer, so. Good movies, and we're really excited about that. We also have a VBS, and so we're going to use the park a lot for VBS, June 21st through the 25th. And on that Friday night of the 25th, we're doing a party in the park. And so we'll be having inflatables and doing fun things there, too. So trying to fill up activities between our normal church stuff, which, you know, we're already starting to use the park some for that, but then have all these public events that, you know, everybody's welcome to come to, and be a lot of fun.
Come down and have some fun, and just be able to kind of just be able to finally relax, because since some, you know, COVID things have been relaxed,
yeah.
The numbers have gone way down. It's just it's finally good to kind of get out and just be amongst people and not just being cooped up inside all the time.
Yeah, and I think the park is kind of a, you know, there's some good things that came out of the pandemic. And one was to start thinking about going outdoors with the church rather than just sitting in the four walls and people not knowing for sure what goes on there. So this way it'll be, we kind of have this motto or whatever, we're a church in the heart of the city with the heart for God and the city. And so this kind of plays into that. If we really care about our city, well, let's get out and do things together. So
we sure appreciate it, right?
Yeah,
the whole community spirit.
Absolutely. Yeah. We really do appreciate it. And Pastor Smith, if anybody has questions about what you've been talking about today, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, well, you can call the office, 620-251-3980. And I don't mind giving my cell out, 316-619-4813.
You gave that out pretty fast, though.
I did, but, you know, you can get a hold of me. And if you have questions, I'd be excited to give you the answers for you. So,
all right. So some great stuff you guys are putting on. And back to Denise real quick. Denise, if anybody wants to get a hold of you about the Midland movies or these contests, how can they do that?
ILoveCoffeeville.com gets you connected to just about any of these pages. My phone number is 620-252-5861, or stop in at Reawakening Headquarters. We're there most weekdays and weekends.
So. And we have a First Baptist Coffeeville Facebook, too, so you can go on there, and we'll be posting stuff.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will, Denise, we'll talk to you again next week. And again, Pastor Smith, thank you for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.